Let's go!
Hallo, hier sind Inga
und Dirk von mobile.de.
Und wir präsentieren euch heute den Moor-Podcast.
Der Autohandel ist im Wandel und wir sind mittendrin.
Neue Geschäftsmodelle, neue Formen der Mobilität.
Darüber sprechen wir mit ganz, ganz tollen Gästen. Setzt euch an unseren Küchentisch und hört zu.
Es lohnt sich. Alright. Hello and welcome to our very first Moor Podcast in English this time. And the topic is e-bikes. So it's not the first podcast on e-bikes. We had quite a few of them and you can since recently also find them on our YouTube channel. But this time, it's the first time actually that we talk about e-bikes since we have them on our platform. And this is a rather spontaneous podcast. There was actually a different podcast that we wanted to do today, but one of my most favorite colleagues, Alize, just was around and she said, oh, you're doing a podcast. Yeah, so I can join. We can talk about e-bikes. So that's what we're going to do it today. We're going to talk about e-bikes on mobile.de. And Alize is from business development and she's going to tell us what it means to have e-bikes on a platform that is already 28 years old. So welcome here, Alize. And thanks for being so spontaneous.
Thank you, Inga. I think I do everything better when it's just spontaneous. Otherwise, preparing is not really my cup of tea. So super happy that we just found the time.
And I recently heard you talk about e-bikes and the launch and what that meant. Also, what kind of difficulties that were attached to this on a company conference that we had. But maybe first, how does a used car platform mainly come to the idea to bring e-bikes into the portfolio mix?
I think it was always quite obvious and in the back of the mind of everyone working in the company that at some point this would happen. But when, how, where, nobody really knew. And I joined the company 18 months ago to basically drive all the greener mobility and sustainability efforts cross-functionally. And I always thought, when we talk about mobility, we have to go beyond cars and we have to get away from this purely fuel and engine driven perspective of mobility. So this was always a thought that we had. Basically, the moment where it really triggered is when we realized, wow, it's such a fast-growing market and there's really a big opportunity for us to play in this ground. And so, well, the facts were there, right? Last year, in 2023, there were more e-bikes sold than bicycle. And in Germany, overall, every second household owns a bicycle. So in general, the market for these two-wheelers is really big. And then in parallel, we also were receiving more and more demand from what are primarily car dealers, but the car dealers themselves are realizing that they can expand their growth and diversify their portfolio by integrating e-bikes and therefore address a complete new target audience. And these bike dealers most likely are very innovative, but some less innovative ones are also going to follow in order to solve their challenges. And so then we had AJ, our CEO, coming to us and saying, wow, team, we have to integrate this new product. And overall, as soon as we got the backup from the leadership team, you know, so that we were eager to look into the market, we started the whole research and everything. And then we found out that from both the consumer side and the dealer side, there was an actual need for a platform that would bring a holistic offering for e-bikes the same way as we do it for cars. And this is the segment that we decided to take, basically. So that's how it started. And the research was quite fast. The integration was really fast. So it was all of it in less than a year. And now we're there. We've launched for 2 months already.
Okay, so from the idea or the decision to the launch, 1 year. And when you look at this, or less or more?
Yeah, probably even less. So the decision, the goal was really, so the research started, I would say, last summer, so in 2023, in July. Then we conducted 4 months of research, did the wrap, let's say, by October, got the go in October, and then started the integration in January 2024 to launch in April 2024. So this was a really fast development. We had over 150 colleagues involved in the projects from product, marketing, finance, sales. Mainly everyone in the company, or at least every team, had touch points with this integration. So it was really incredible to see so much enthusiasm around this new product category, and I think everyone was super excited to do something that felt disruptive for what is primarily a car platform.
That is a great effort behind something that looks so small on the platform, actually. It's another icon, but of course, it's a huge platform and it has to fit into the architecture, and it has the product has to be developed both for dealers, also new dealers. So as I understand, it's not only car dealers using our platform now for e-bike selling, but also bike dealers. So a completely set of new business target group. Of course, the consumers, and you have to bring that all together and make it like technically fit. So
this was the challenge, yes, absolutely, because the needs for consumers are different, right? Selling an e-bike is very different than selling a car. What the consumers expect to see is really different. Just talking about the frame size was already a challenge because we thought, okay, we can put everything in centimeters, but many dealers do it in t-shirt size.
I didn't know.
I have the oldest Peugeot and I never thought of the frame size, and now maybe I'm realizing it's too big. That might be the reason why. So thinking about these more things, and I think we really have a long way to go to improve the product so that it really matches with all the consumer needs. But this was really a big effort to understand this new audience, put ourselves into their shoes, and same goes for the dealers, really understanding what the needs are. And as you rightly pointed, not only addressing the cars dealers who have diversified their portfolio, but also targeting and enabling these bike dealers to become new customers of mobility was super important. And for them, there really is a need to be more digital and to use more digital platform. But again, for us, it means integrating new APIs or opening up new APIs. So here as well, we have still some work to do and we acknowledge that and we want to improve the product. But for now, we've launched 2 months ago, so it's already a satisfaction that we got that far and so fast. And of course, the product will need some adjustment in the next months.
So the product will evolve and hopefully also grow. That's also why we're talking about it. So there's still free seats available. So car dealers, bike dealers, if you want to share your portfolio and what you have on stock, you can do that now.
Absolutely.
Via Mobility. And at the moment, because it's a new project, right, it's free of charge.
Yes, absolutely. So in 2024, of course, we provide the product free of charge. So it means any dealer, even someone who is not a current customer, could join us and sell e-bikes for no fee. And the reason is that we want to learn together with the dealer, right? We want to build this trust together. We want to feel that we can confidently offer the right product for consumers who are the one who will then come to the dealers. So that's why we are really opening up the doors to new dealers to join us. And so far, we've already gotten over 150 new dealers. So that's a pretty big milestone.
Wow.
And overall, we have over 250 dealers, so also including the current ones. So that's a pretty big achievement, which we proudly share. But we believe that there is a lot of other dealers, even within our current base, who maybe haven't utilized the platform yet. So that's why it's important that we spread the word. And even Google really shows that, you know, it needs sometimes to process that we hear. So the Google engine also has to recognize that now we're selling e-bikes. All of that takes a bit of time. We have to be patient. But the more we talk about it, then, of course, the more we learn, first of all, and then the better we can cooperate with the dealers.
That's great. And so the project, although the process was not very long, still, I'm guessing there were so many different milestones. And when was the first time you thought, okay, this is going to be real, we're going to make it? When were the proud moments?
Yeah, there was a really, really big moment for us at Mobility was when we did the testing session. So before launching and releasing any product, of course, we test them and we ran the biggest session with the most attendees of all time of Mobility, and the person who organized it can really be proud because there were so many people in the room, whether they were from the tech environment or not, they could still run through the product in like beta mode. And this was absolutely fantastic. And this was really the moment where we all realized, wow, this is real and it's working and there were no bugs released. Really, this product release was actually super smooth. You know, we were expecting, of course, obviously, to have some hiccups, and we did not.
Wow.
So I don't know if we were extremely lucky or if the team is super qualified. I would rather bet on the latter, but it was such a successful launch in terms of product quality. And I think the main reason behind that is super high transparency within the teams and extremely detailed communication. So we had a very structured process to launch this product, and all of that made very clear who had to do what, and the alignments were always very smooth. The reporting was always very smooth. As soon as we reported a red flag, we tried to solve it as soon as possible to be sure that we could really release this dealer product on the 1st of April and launch the consumer product on the 15th of April. And we rightly did so.
That is so great. And so congratulations again. So you headed this team of 150 people, right? And I know from the conference that we went to last week that actually the way we launched this product is benchmark now for other projects because it's been so well done, right?
Yeah, that's what the leadership team says. I believe them. Yeah, let's see. I mean, such a huge project is not something that happens that often, or let's say a project that involves as much team as this one did. So I think it can rightly serve as a good example of how much good cross-functional coordination can bring success to a project, and how much also bringing the excitement and taking up this momentum that we built also was incredible to get the team on board.
And it is, although it's just an icon on the first page of the mobility.
Yeah, right. But in the end, it's not just an icon. We decided to put it as a separate category. So it means at the same level of cars, at the same level of motorbikes or trucks. And it means that anybody who now comes on the platform can almost as prominently see e-bikes as they see cars. And for us, it is a big moment in the change of perception that we want to bring on mobility, in showing that we can be a per se automotive platform, but it doesn't mean that we're only going to look into that in the future. And that's really important to us.
And it's such a great addition, and one that has to be in this time. But also, you said before that a product edition like this or a portfolio edition like this, it's not something we do every 1 or 2 years, but actually the one before e-bikes was
true. So for us, it was also a big moment because the company is over 27, 28 years old. This is the first new category in the last 17 years. So imagine how much of a change it is for us in the mindset, in the perception that we want to push for, and you know, the mission or the motto that we drive and that is on every walls of this company, even on your laptop, is moving mobility. And you can't talk about mobility if you only focus on engine vehicles or just cars, motorbikes and trucks. No, mobility has to be holistic, and that's the primary mission that we want to solve also when we integrate e-bikes, is to diversify the horizon and diversify the perception that we have of mobility.
And actually, that's the same challenge that a lot of our dealers have, because they're also perceived as dealers for cars, as dealers for ICE cars mainly. A lot of them want to change that, also change the perception by adding other forms of vehicles, micromobility or e-bikes.
Yeah.
And it is a big challenge also for them to include it in their portfolio, because also for the dealers, it means training people or having new people, learning completely new competencies, technical, but also, I don't know, ergonomically for bikes, for example, having a completely different service business and all those things. So it's also a huge change in any business's portfolio mix. And that means a lot of research, a lot of trial and error, and just keep on and try to become better. So that's what we are doing with the product right now.
That's very true. And I think in the long term, we want to provide the dealers with the same quality of insights and inputs and support that we do for the car industry. So everything that you shared, right? All these learnings, how to sell an e-bikes, what do the consumer expect from the after sale, the delivery, etc. There's so many services that the dealers can look into. It's not just one thing to have 5 e-bikes standing in your showroom, right? It's another thing to know how to sell them. And I think the people who also look into e-bike or we see that there is a growing demand because essentially of the awareness of the impact that the mobility sector has on the emissions, especially in Germany, right? It's roughly 20%. So people are realizing that, especially on a short-term commute, maybe they could travel in a different way. And that's what they also want to fulfill when they buy an e-bike.
That's right. And it's, of course, it's consumer demand to become more sustainable, mostly also by keeping the same level of comfort or flexibility that always needs to be in balance when you look at the consumer. But for us as a company, the e-bike within our portfolio is, of course, something that we do because we see a lot of business potential and we want to go with what the consumer wants. But I think also, and you can talk about that in a wider sense, it is not just that, but as a company, it's and as a big platform with our huge reach, it feels like an obligation to do something in this direction.
Absolutely. I think it's even more than an obligation. I think it's a will. I would say it's an ambition that the company has intrinsically to drive it and not just follow. And not just do it opportunistically, but do it because we believe in it. And that also makes the thing very different on how you get the team onboarded and you get the team motivation. And I think we mainly realize that, you know, we have a leading position in the industry and every month 11 million users visit us, most likely to buy a car. And what if in front of them we push for an e-bike? So we're never going to tell them buy an e-bike and don't get a car. But when they see it, maybe they're going to naturally change their mind. And then it's up to them to make the decision that is the most sustainable for their commute. But at least we're going to show it to them. We're going to propose these alternatives. And also the research coming back to this, you know, this usage, the research shows that a good proportion of e-bike buyers, or roughly 30%, when they buy an e-bike, have the intention to replace a car ride. So oh, wow. If you multiply it by the number of people who are going to ride a bicycle and how much CO2 emissions can be saved, then it adds up quite quickly and then the environmental success can be really high. And I would even say that in urban area like Berlin, for example, we were last week in Barcelona, then you really see the changes, right? Because the visual pollution from cars, the noise pollution, and the CO2 emissions can be saved if everyone would use those two-wheelers. So that's the big effort. And we really hope that we can make this transition into more sustainable mobility by integrating e-bikes.
And what our CEO, Jay Bhatia, always says, it's we are not the reason for more sustainable offers, but we are actually the accelerators. And that's where we think that we have a lever as a platform to accelerate this transition.
Yeah, absolutely. And even thinking holistically, not just about environmental aspect, but also about social aspect. We also have the intention to democratize the access to mobility for those who maybe do not want to get a car or cannot afford a car, or maybe do not live in an environment that is suitable for car usage. If you typically live in a city center, you probably don't want to own a car, right? And therefore, we want to address these consumers as well. And we want to make sure that we have this big understanding of what is mobility.
And have the right vehicle for each occasion and each individual.
Yes.
Yeah. Moving mobility. So like you said that.
Who knows what will come.
Who knows? Yeah. So yeah, if you have ideas what we can add to our portfolio, send us a message.
Yes. That would be great.
Maybe, we go with Elon Musk and vehicles that go to the moon. Maybe.
Some crazy hydrogen powered rockets.
Okay, so what is your wish for this category going forward? I can say that we have 6,000 e-bikes at the moment on our platform, which is great within 2 months. That is beyond what we would have hoped for. So that is a great direction. And what do you wish for? What kind of role do you see for mobility in the future in this market?
Good question. Is it a Christmas wish?
Of course.
I hope you exhaust everything then. We have many wishes, I would say. First of all, I wish that we improve our product to the extent that we really have, again, this holistic offering. So I wish that we, at the moment, we only look into new e-bikes, but I wish that we broaden the horizon. I mean, there are so many opportunities in the market. Currently, we only have leasing badge, for example, but we could also diversify the ownership types. We can diversify the vehicle types. So just in terms of the offering, there's so much that can be done. And then I wish that we bring this product that is really connected for the bike dealers and for the car dealers. So for any type of dealers who want to sell e-bikes, I wish that we have a platform that is easy to use and that is intuitive and that connects them easily with the consumers. And same goes for the consumer side. I wish that we answer all their needs in this one tool. And I wish that when they come on the platform, they find everything that they need, whether they are documented or not. We have already a lot of great articles, by the way. So consumers can already get informed on what to buy, because it's just like, I think, buying an EV, you know, it's a very new market, pretty overwhelming. So what do you need? What kind of bikes? There's so many different bikes. So I hope that we can support that as well. And at the end of the day, I hope that we support to connect the dealers with the consumers in the right way, because the usage, again, is very different. Most likely, a consumer can go directly to the dealer without having to contact them straight away through Mobility.ee. But what we do is still to showcase the vehicle. But it's not like buying a car where you need to book your test ride, etc. So we have to also make sure that we point out to the right direction at the right moment of the consumer journey.
That sounds good. And it sounds like you have a lot of things on your to-do list still.
Yes, 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 yes. That's very true. But we can't keep 150 people busy for too long, right? So everything will be done step by step with just betting on the biggest needs for the dealers and the consumers.
So that sounds great. In terms of numbers or the role that we want to play within the German market, is there like an ambition that we have and that we can share?
It was our ambition to reach 7,000 listings by the end of the year. I think
okay,
we're in a pretty
good
position.
You could, you know, make a pause at the moment with your to-do list.
or expand the ambition, right? I'm sure that's going to be the leadership team position for sure. And I would say, you know, there is over 5,000 bike dealers in Germany. So we want to grow our dealer customer base to them. We want to open up the doors. We want to open up the conversation. We want to be there and support them. We have our ears wide open to hear their needs. So if there is anything that they really urgently need us to build, we would consider it. And we're going to look on the possibilities. We will prioritize depending on that. Yeah, besides that, I would say, let's see how we grow and how we scale the project along the way.
But that's great. So you say the door is actually open for co-creation and wishes from dealers, bike and car dealers, like?
Always. I mean, we need them, right? I think especially when we scale the product, we can't make things out of the blue. Everything that we do is data-driven decision-making, or in most cases, I would say. Of course, sometimes there's a little bit of estimation, but the more insights we get, the better we can become. So
that was such a great insight, Alize, into the e-bike project, but also into how projects work in Mobility.ee and where we want to go and what we want to drive and what's important for us. So thank you very much for being so spontaneous.
Thank you. It's really great.
I think that was so interesting. And if you have any questions, listeners, then, you know, you can always contact us.
And spread the word.
And there's also a lot of knowledge knowledge for the consumers out there for e-bikes on our magazine. And there's a lot of knowledge also for our business users on our YouTube channel or the conferences we do for.
Yeah. So many opportunities to learn for our dealers as well.
Thanks for your attention and thanks, Alizé.
Thank you, Inga.